and from the last light from a galaxy to the first light of a new universe. Andy Rouse asks if it might be possible for a new Big Bang to happen within our universe. Andrew, what do you think?
Well, the chances are no, but there's a slight possibility that you could imagine a new Big Bang happening. So to understand why that is, we need to take a step back and talk about inflation, which is a process that we think was going on in the very, very early universe, a time when the universe was in a completely different state. There wasn't anything like recognisable matter or galaxies in it. And it was expanding what we call exponentially. That means that things are not only getting further apart, but they're doing so at an ever-increasing rate. That's a very odd process, and it has all sorts of weird properties. And in particular, we've discovered that if you push this to high enough energies, if you make this inflationary process happen at very high energies, it becomes extremely hard to stop. Although you might imagine that the universe constantly expanding would mean that this energy would have to be seeping away, and so ultimately that the process would stop itself. In fact, corrections from quantum theory mean that if you have inflation happening at sufficiently high energies, that stop never actually comes about in a sort of counterintuitive way. It just doesn't happen. So we end up with this picture called eternal inflation, in which inflation through most of the universe actually carries on forever, but just occasionally in relatively small, isolated regions, the quantum effects happen in the opposite direction and force stuff down to lower energies, at which point what we call a sort of pocket universe can condense out, a universe with much more familiar laws, a universe that looks like our own. And so it's the creation of one of these pocket universes in that picture that corresponds to what we call the Big Bang within our own universe. Now, if that's true, and if additionally string theory is right, which would predict that each of these pocket universes would have its own version of these physical laws, so if you could somehow get into a different pocket universe, it would actually have different physical laws. If both of those things are right, then it might just about be possible to imagine a new Big Bang happening within our own universe. And the way this would happen is if you can push a small portion of our universe back up to those really high energy conditions of inflation, then it would then come back down to low energy conditions, and it might come back down into a different type of low energy version of physics, different from the one that we have. And under certain circumstances, if that happens, you can actually nucleate a new universe within our own, which then viewed from within our universe, it would appear to expand at the speed of light until it engulfs everything within our visible universe. So this would be a bit of a disaster for life as we know it. It would certainly wipe it out. The good news is it doesn't seem very likely this would happen. You do need to get up to such immensely high energies, and it's not the kind of thing that would happen, for instance, at the Large Hadron Collider. It's something that would have to come about naturally through some very unfortunate collision of things that were accelerated by astronomical processes. The fact that it hasn't happened yet is probably fairly strong evidence that it's not suddenly going to happen.
And that was Andrew Ponson. And that's all we have for this month's Naked Astronomy podcast. Thanks to Carolyn Crawford, Dominic Ford and Andrew Ponson, to Will Percival, Rita Tejero, Audrey Templesman and to Chris Smith. If you'd like to get in touch, email astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. You can also follow The Naked Scientists on Twitter, that's @NakedScientists, or join us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNakedScientists. Naked Astronomy is produced by me, Ben Valsler, and it comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
Supported by the STFC, this is Naked Astronomy. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com/astronomy.